So on Friday, they took him and they beat him and they were really horrible to him. And they stuck him up on a cross, bigger than that one there, but a wooden cross, where he felt alone. And he felt incredibly alone, like some of us do sometimes, like some of us might do this morning, that you might feel very alone or lost. And Jesus hung on the cross in pain and in agony and alone. He died because he loves us. That's how much he loves you, and that's how much he loves me. And he was taken down from the cross, and he was put into a grave. And for a whole day, there was silence. There was deathly silence. And people were sad in the same way that people are sad now when a loved one dies. Or when you lose somebody, people were sad because Jesus had died. But Jesus had promised that he was going to do incredible things, and some of his followers wondered what was going on. Jesus was now dead in the grave. Where was the hope? Where was the purpose? Is there any point going on? What is my life about? But it appears that there's been some breaking news. Some breaking news that actually this may not be the case. That Jesus, though he died and was in the grave, this may not be the case that he is dead and that's it. In fact, I think that we can go to one of our reporters in the field. I believe we're going to be speaking to Detective Henderson, who has got news which may be contrary to the fact that he actually is in the grave and that he may be alive, apparently. This is unbelievable news. He may be alive. Can we go over now to Detective Henderson?
Hi, Clive. Yeah, yes, I'm here, and there is some breaking news. It's actually fascinating. I believe, I'm doing some searching here, I believe there are some reports about some women who have seen Jesus who has raised from the grave. Now, I think the reports have been left somewhere, so I need some help. Can anyone help me find some things? I believe it's up near the door where we just came in. So if you could maybe kind of search around there and see if there's anything that we can find. Go and have a look, see if you can find anything. There's seemingly a report up there about women. Can we find it? Have a search. Keep searching. Adults, we might need to help. Search around here. Can we see anything? Easter related? Keep searching, keep searching. Oh, Isaac's got it. Right, Isaac, open it up, open it up. Okay, what's in here? Let's see. Oh, we have a report from Matthew. I wonder what Matthew says.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the woman hurried away to the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met him. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee.
Well, so that is amazing. So it isn't the bad news that we thought, that Jesus is not died on the cross and still in the grave. He actually is alive. We've heard that he's risen. We've had some reports from some women, which at this stage in life and this culture was unusual to have women who would be reporting back this news that Jesus was actually seen. And so that at the graveside and in this tomb, the doorway has been bust open. And so that actually he is out of there. He is alive. And we read in here that they were told to go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, that he's no longer dead, but he's actually alive. This is amazing news, that Jesus is alive. And the women hurried away from the tomb, filled with joy, but yet afraid, and ran to his disciples to let them know. And Jesus then, not only did they go and tell the disciples, but Jesus actually met them themselves. And he said, greetings. And they worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, do not be afraid, but go and tell my brothers in Galilee. So Jesus is not dead. He's not in the grave. He's actually risen. He is alive. He's appeared to these women. This is incredible breaking news. But I believe we have more news. We're just going back to Detective Henderson in the field now. We have more news.
I've just heard there's been a sighting, so we need to find another report. I think it's somewhere down beside the downstairs toilet. Do we know where the downstairs toilet is? It's down that way, guys. Down that way. That way. That way. That way.
Come back. There's a toilet out the back that nobody uses. Come on.
Can we find it there? Don't go out. It doesn't. Not out the door. Come back in. We should be able to find it. Let's see. Can we see it? Oh, Isaac's again. Right, Isaac? He's the man today. Right, Isaac, what have we got here? I think this is a report, I believe, from John, who said that the disciples have had some sightings. Let's just see. Yeah, we have a report from John. John says,
on the evening of the first day of that week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for the fear of Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
So this is amazing. We not only have had the women that have seen Jesus, but actually now the disciples who are actually hiding away because they're scared that they're going to get arrested and they're going to get beaten up, and they're hiding behind another door. So the first door has been busted open in the tomb, and now there's another door that they're facing. So that actually they're hiding behind this door, but Jesus appears alive, and he looks like us, but yet actually he's different. He has this resurrection body, and he appears to them. And what he says to them is incredibly important. When people are very sad and lonely and isolated and in need of help, he says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. So this was not a ghost. This was not some kind of crazy vision that they had. But the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And what happens is that when we encounter Jesus as they did, then he brings joy into our life in a way that nothing else can. Even if you went to Disneyland or wherever, or if you're an adult and you had a nice spa weekend away, the most joyous thing that you can have in your life and the most peaceful thing that we can have in our life is knowing the risen Jesus. He is alive and he wants to speak to us and he wants us to have new life. But incredibly, that's not where it ends. We're hearing more reports in the field. We're back over to Detective Henderson.
I've just heard, guys, though, that not all the disciples have seemingly seen him. There's one called Thomas who I believe doesn't quite believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. And there's a report, something about what happened to Thomas. I think it's at the fire escape. Do we know where the fire door is down here? We might have to go through this door here. It might be locked. Oh, no, it's not locked. We're okay. Can we find it? Have we got it?
Okay, well, at least some people know where the fire escape is.
Oh, yeah, we've got it. Mikey's got it. Right, Mikey, let's see. What do we have? Okay, yeah, we have a report from John again. So, John, what does it say this time?
Now, Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have seen, not seen, and yet have believed.
So the amazing thing is, we have the first crowd of people. Who were the first people to see Jesus? Do you remember? Yep. The women, yeah. And then the second group of people to see Jesus? The disciples, great. That's great. Somebody's listening. Thank you so much. So then the third area, the person that's to see them was Thomas. Now, Thomas sometimes get a bit of a hard press. You know, people say doubting Thomas, you know, he really should have had more faith. But to be fair, the women saw Jesus and believed. The disciples hiding away, a little bit scary cats, were hiding away, and then they saw Jesus and then believed. And then Thomas hadn't seen Jesus. He was listening to what they said. They told him that they had seen Jesus, but he hadn't actually seen him for himself. But then when Thomas saw Jesus, and he went up to him and he put his finger on his hands and reached out to his side, he then said, "My Lord and my God." And so all of these people had an encounter with Jesus. And you know what? They actually all involved the door. So that actually the door of the tomb was bust open. Then the disciples saw Jesus hiding behind the door. And then there was another door where Jesus came to Thomas and saw Jesus. But actually all of them saw and believed, and their life was changed as a result of seeing Jesus and believing. Now, Jesus is risen, but we can't physically see Jesus. But actually Jesus says in verse 29, "Because you have seen me, you have believed." That's what he's saying to Thomas. But the amazing thing is he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed." And that's us. So that actually when we believe in Jesus, we are blessed. That means that our life is enlarged, that we truly know what life is about, that we have life and life in all its fullness, not life in all its smallness. But the problem is that we often don't believe and look to Jesus. And we have to believe in order to have life. And the point of the resurrection is that Jesus has come to give us new life, new hope. The new creation has come about that we might be forgiven and no longer be seen as people who are sinful. Although we do bad, we are forgiven because of not what we have done, because of what Jesus did when he died on the cross. He went to the grave and he rose again, that we can have life. You and I can have life. So what does this mean? Well, this week, it could be easy to forget what we've heard today as you stuff your face on chocolate Easter eggs this afternoon. It could be easy to forget, well, what was that about this morning with Detective Henderson and Clive? What was that really about? Well, Jesus says also that Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If we want to have life, we need to look to Jesus. We need to look to him and believe in him and trust him. But the problem is that the oldest person in this room wakes up in the morning and forgets to trust in Jesus. And the youngest person in this room can wake up and forget to trust Jesus. So we need things to help us to remember how to trust Jesus. So there's one thing that I'm going to suggest this week, is that every person in this story encountered a door as well as Jesus. Here is a door. This week, you will walk through you will push a door and you will go out of the door and you will close the door behind you and you will open the door again and you will come in the door and you will go through the door passageway and then you'll go out the door again and then you'll close the door and the door will be here. And this week you will see lots of doors. Every time you see a door, remember that Jesus died, that he rose again, and that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so that all the time you keep thinking, "Oh, well, I'm a bit sad, or I'm not sure what life is about," whether you're 5 or 50 or 80, remember that Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That we can know him. And so every time we push a door, turn a door handle, close it behind us, this week, let us remember that he is risen. He is risen indeed, and we can know him whether we are 5 or 50 or whatever age we are. We can know Jesus as our friend and our Savior and as our Lord. Let's just pray. And then what we're going to do is we're going to watch a video. And this is going to be a song which shows us and tells us about how he is risen and how great that is. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are so gracious in sending your only son to die for us. But he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again, defeating death, bringing us hope, bringing us new life. And so I pray this morning by the power of your Holy Spirit that each and every one of us will be awakened to this truth, no matter how young or old, that each of us will not chase after things that do not bring us life, but that we will push a door this week and be reminded that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that you are the resurrection, that you are the hope for today and the hope for tomorrow, and that we will know that Christ is with us, and we can know that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Christ is risen from the dead.